Hold up.
And rolling, are you rolling?
1 second.
Okay, rolling. So,
doom, 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 bye.
Nice. Okay, rolling, rolling, and clap. 3, 2, can you give me a clap? And action.
Hola, friends.
We're experimenting with a new format called Port of Entry Shorts, where we make short little videos about the episodes we produce and how we produce them.
We always wondered what our show would look like with a video component, and now...
We finally did it. We produced 2 episodes for our first live event, but we want to include the audience at large in the future episodes.
We are excited to share this news with you, and if you're excited as well, please let us know by liking this or commenting. Commenting. Sorry. Damn it.
La pocheza es real. And so without further ado, here's our first 2 episodes called Charles's Dream and Giancarlo's Dance.
We're going to have to get you a boom, Adrian.
We need a new boom.
Every child starts drawing around at a young age. I think I just never stopped. And I think I always wanted to make comics. For whatever reason, along my path, on my journey, when I got older, I wanted to make art. I wanted to be a painter. I think I was struggling with myself, struggling with what I was doing, struggling with my art practice, struggling to figure out why I was unhappy. So I'm like halfway finishing this 110-page comic book for a show in Mexico City. And it's like 3 in the morning. I just smoke some weed, drinking tequila to keep pushing myself. My hand hurts, my back hurts, my ass hurts. And I ask myself, why am I torturing myself? Why am I putting myself through this process? It's torture. I'm enjoying it, but that's screwed up. And then I had like realization and everything went backwards to when I was a kid. And I turn around and look at myself, it's because you always wanted to make comics. That was your wish. When you grew up, you wanted to make comic books. And I started crying. But it was tears of joy. I finally realized what was behind the motivation of me making art was because I wanted to tell a story. I wanted to make comics.
How would you describe to someone your art?
I think it's very graphic, very stylized. It has a storybook feeling to it, certain aspects. Then it could be like extremely psychedelic and free and loose. And sometimes it could be very tight and perfect. And it tells these, and it's all about these metaphoric moments within the story that's being developed as I paint it. It's weird because I make the art first and the art is like the writing for the comic books. A painting it's not a single moment, right? It's an abstract, fragmented idea. That encompasses not just one idea, but it's like it speaks to a lot of different interpretations or meanings or whatnot. So a painting can give off so much information story-wise than sitting down and writing. So I sit down and I paint, and that information goes into the comic books. Before 2010, I started telling the story about starseeds, but I was doing it through gallery shows. And the idea was that the public would go to these shows to follow the ever-evolving story. So I did that for like 5 years, but nobody knew what the hell I was doing, right? Because there's no words. 2012, I kind of realized that people didn't know how to interpret the images I was doing, so... I kind of turned back and saw like the work I had done from 2006 and 2007. And it's like, well, I have a story. It's right there. And nobody knows what I'm doing.
maybe I should tell that story in a comic book form, since I realized that that's what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. So I just combined both. And I've been doing that for, I don't know, since 2000, I guess. I've been doing this for since 2001. In a nutshell, what the border has given me, what this hybrid life of being this or that, to choose, like, neither I am me. What is that? I haven't figured it out yet, but I'm on the journey towards it, right? Mm. And I think if we really look at each other, think about, we are all having that same experience, but we're choosing instead of wishing and dreaming.
My name is Charles Glovitz Gonzalez. I am a visual artist. I tell stories, and the stories that I tell, I'm trying to create a new mythology. This new mythology comes from all the way from the beginning of the cosmos, all the way up to the manifestation of our wishes and dreams. I do painting, installations, animations, comics, and that's about it.
KPBS On Demand is supported by the San Diego County Toyota Dealers, presenting the new 2025 Camry with refined design and performance. Visit your local Toyota dealer to learn more about all the features the new 2025 Camry offers. The San Diego County Toyota Dealers. We make it easy.